Chapter 249, Supplication Before Going to Bed. Allah the Exalted says, Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding, those who remember Allah always and in prayers, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, and think deeply about the creation of the heavens and the earth. 3:190-190. 1458. Hudhaifa and Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to supplicate when he went to bed at night, Bismik Allahumma ahya wa amut, with your name, O Allah, I expire and return to life. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Every person sleeps at night and gets up in the morning. Thus, in a way, sleep is death and reawakening is gaining life again. This life and death, like the literal life and death, lie in the hands of Allah. The prayer cited in this hadith engraves this concept in mind, and when one recalls it every night, it remains alive in his mind, that this life is for Allah, and I am alive with His will. Whenever He wills, the light of my life will be extinguished. Therefore, I should spend these few days of life lent to me by Him in accordance with His will, and not in His disobedience. 1459. Ali radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to me and to Fatima, radiallahu anha, Ali's wife and the Prophet's daughter, When you go to bed, recite takbir, Allahu Akbar, 33 times, and tasbih, Subhanallah, 33 times, and tahmid, Alhamdulillah, 33 times. Another narration is, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Recite tasbih 34 times. Another narration is, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Recite takbir 34 times. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. It is apparent from the differences in the narrations of this hadith that the aggregate of the wordings has to be 100. For this purpose, one of these invocations should be recited 34 times. It will be quite in order if one recites either of the three for 34 times because the ahadith on the subject say this number for any of them. In this connection, two ahadith have been mentioned by Imam An-Nawawi and the reciting of Alhamdulillah 34 times occurs in An-Nasai. This formula of glorification, praise, and elevation of Allah's name is to be recited after every obligatory salat and before going to bed. 1460. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When any of you goes to bed, he should shake off or dust off his bedsheet, because he does not know what might have fallen on it after he had left it. Then he should recite, With your name, my Rabb, I place my side upon the bed, and with your grace I will raise it up. If you withhold my soul, cause me to die. Have mercy on it, but if you let it go, let me live. Guard it against which you guarded your pious slaves. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. This hadith calls our attention to a very important matter, that before going to bed, we must shake off our bed, mattresses, etc., because it is quite possible that some poisonous insect might have passed over it in our absence, and the effects left by it may prove harmful to us. One should recite this prayer after shaking off the bed sheet, mattress, etc. 1461. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, Whenever the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, went to bed, he would blow upon his hands, recite al-Muawwidhat, and pass his hands over his body. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Al-Muawwidhat, the surah which give protection, are the three surah of the Quran which have been mentioned in this hadith. They are so named because the request for granting of protection is made to Allah by means of them. The last two surah of the Quran, that is, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas, are called Al-Muwaddithain, which means two surah which give protection. One must recite these surah of the Quran before going to sleep so that one may, on the one hand, follow the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and on the other one, find the protection of Allah. 1462. Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhuma reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Whenever you intend to go to bed, perform wudu as is done for salat, prayer, and then lie down on the right side and recite, O Allah, I have submitted myself to you. I have turned my face to you, entrusted my affairs to you, and relied completely on you out of desire for and fear of you, expecting your reward and fearing your punishment. There is no resort and no deliverer from hardships except you. I affirm my faith in your book which you have revealed, and in your prophet whom you have sent. If you die during the night, you will die in the true religion. Let these words be your last words at night. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned. See hadith number 80. It points out the desirability of performing wudu before going to bed and reciting this dua, which show the genuine worship and complete submission to Allah. 1463. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, went to his bed, he would say, praise is due to Allah, who has fed us, provided us drink, satisfied us, and gave us protection. Many are those who have no one to provide for them or give them shelter. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith impresses upon us that Almighty Allah is sufficient for mankind. That is, He saves us from our enemies, gives us sustenance, and provides us facilities of residence and living. Due thanks should be addressed to Him alone. 1464. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu reported, whenever the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, intended to go to sleep, he would place his right hand under his right cheek and supplicate, O Allah, guard me against your punishment on the day when you will resurrect your slaves. At-Tirmidhi. In a narration in Abu Dawud, Hafsa radiallahu anha said, before going to sleep, the Messenger of Allah would recite this dua three times. Commentary. This hadith has a warning that one should never be unmindful of Allah's wrath. In fact, one should always seek Allah's protection and do such virtuous deeds which please Him so that one may be saved from the divine retribution on the Day of Judgment.